This is Passport to Texas. By 2011, Texas was in a record drought, and just when we were about to cry uncle, we got rain, lots of rain.
In Texas, we talk about state of constant drought, periodically broken by floods.
Cindy Leffler is Water Resources Branch Chief at Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Memorial Day storms caused flooding, but they also brought lakes back to life.
With this recent heavy rainfall, it's really revitalized many lakes across the state. Not only the lakes themselves and the fisheries, but also access to our lakes.
Dave Terry with Inland Fisheries says most boat ramps are accessible again and stocking is back on track.
At the peak of the drought, about 35% of Texas reservoirs, large reservoirs in the state, had little to no boat access. Now, today, we've regained most of that boat access back, so people can not only get on the water, we're also going to have great fish populations here in a couple years.
Ironically, fishing will be great because of the drought.
When lake levels get really low, generally lakes lose habitat. Texas Parks and Wildlife actually did some plantings of terrestrial plants in the dry lake bed in anticipation of these lakes coming up. So when lakes rise, they inundate all sorts of terrestrial vegetation that grew in the lake bed while the lake was dry. When the lake comes up, we have an abundance of fish habitat.
Thanks, drought. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.